Hello, listeners. This is Drunk on Comics, and today we have a special treat for you. Over the weekend at Detroit Fan Fair, we had the chance to sit down with some artists and comic book creators.
Yeah, actually, it was a lot of fun. We talked to a ton of people. We got some interviews. We're kind of putting these together however we feel fits, so the timeline may not be exact on who was first and who was last and all that, but this week, we're going to highlight two different creators. We've got Matt Bush, a local artist out of the Detroit area, teacher, well-known for a lot of stuff that you'll hear about. And then after that, we've also got an interview with Yannick Paquette. So make sure you stick around and check out both. So we're going to kick it off here first with our interview from Matt.
Hey, we're here with another one of our lovely interviews. We're here with Matt Bush.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing? So, Matt, we're here at Detroit Fan Fair.
Yes.
You are a Detroit area native, correct?
I am, yeah. I grew up in Sterling Heights, which is a little bit east of here, and right now I live in Macomb Township, which is a little bit more east of here.
Okay. Now, for people that have not seen your work, and we're going to get you linked up on our website.
Don't mind me, that's me breathing.
We have a mouth breather. I think Ben Affleck is here.
Right. So, we're just going to try and talk over this, but what for the people that haven't seen your stuff,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. We're going to put your link up on our website, and then kind of fill them in, you know, on what it is that you do. Give them a reason to go see your stuff. We love
awesome.
It.
Well, my name is Matt Bush, and most people know me for being a Star Wars artist. A lot of my work is through Lucasfilm. A lot of people know me for the You Can Draw Star Wars book and videos that I did, which is where I help kids of all ages around the world learn how to draw their favorite characters from a galaxy far, far away. But I do a little bit of everything. I've done a little bit of comic book stuff. I've done license prints for, like, everything from the Hulk to the Mummy to almost everything. And one of the latest things has been Hollywood is Dead, where I take classic movie posters and I recreate them by hand, and then I zombify them so I get to pull out the eyeballs and everything.
I'm noticing a lot of the zombie, posters that you got here. You're a lover of the dead, right?
Well, who isn't?
Does that make you a necrophiliac?
Yeah. It's you know, for me, I mean, in all seriousness, for me, I'm kind of a movie poster whore. Love classic movie posters. I wish they did more illustrated movie posters than just the Photoshop big heads that you see on pretty much every poster these days. But so for me to recreate the originals is really the fun part for me. And then it's a small guilty pleasure to, you know, rip out people's eyeballs and, you know, have their jaw hanging and stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite things. And you do all other kinds of art, too. I mean, you've done pinup type stuff. You know,
oh yeah,
which
yep. Pinup is fun. Basically, the way I've made my career in a nutshell is, I've got a lot of tattoos, and you know how there's that store called Forever 21.
Yes,
I have a tattoo here that says Forever 12, and so basically, if it makes me feel like a kid, I love it. So the pinup is cool, the zombies are cool, Star Wars is cool, drawing and painting anything is cool. And I love it all. If it makes me feel like a kid, I'm there.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So now here's where we're going to throw you a couple curveballs.
Okay.
It's lightning round nerd questions.
Love it.
Okay. So first thing, on the zombie thing, do you have a zombie plan?
A zombie plan? Oh, what I would do if zombies came or whatever?
You don't have to give it away. You just have to say whether or not you have one.
Oh, geez. Yes.
Wow, you are so full of it.
We're seeing his eyes here. His eyes are lying. His words are saying yes, but his eyes are saying no.
So the great thing is that Matt will be painted into one of his own posters later. So
yeah. Right.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
If you could kill any one superhero and keep them dead forever, who's it going to be?
I'm going to say Superman.
Man, we've got a lot of people saying Superman.
We have, yeah. And well, I mean, we're always big fans of killing Cyclops or Storm and keeping them dead forever.
Okay.
You know.
Well, here's my thing. I think I like, I do like Superman, but Superman is just so dated. And I think for today's audience, I think what a superhero is today for, like, the next generation of kids or something we got to stop this thing with superheroes with their underwear on the outside of their pants. Because, like, people don't... I mean, that was hard for me growing up.
Yeah.
Like, for me to be like, really? Like, why do they make the costumes like that, you know? That was kind of outdated when I was growing up. So now I think it's just laughable. And I think we need some more original superheroes, stuff that's a little outside the box.
Agreed.
And spandex is hard enough, but man, with the panties on the outside, it's just like, ugh.
Well, I remember reading something that said that the death of Superman was really the death of death in comic books, because once Superman came back so quickly after being dead, it just seemed like every studio was killing off a character for 6 months and then bringing him back.
It's kind of lame now.
All right, next
Next question. Oh, lightning round for me now. I don't know what the next question is.
So if you could combine two superpowers together and make them as to one hero or villain, it could be either side.
Oh, boy.
What two powers?
For me to have or to give to a villain?
You could have them.
Okay.
Because you'd make a great villain, I think.
My two powers would be this: to fly is first. Second is to access Google without having to type anything in.
Oh.
So basically, you're tapped in online, and all you have to do is think of it. Like, how do I turn the power off in this establishment? And could go through. I could find the PDF for the layout of this building. Boom, I'm in.
Nice.
So, Matt, where can people find you?
They can find me. The primary website is mattbush.com. That's M-A-T-T, and then Bush is spelled like the beer, not like the shrub. That's B-U-S-C-H.
Awesome. We're going to put a link up for you on our website, so people, please go check out the Artist Alley on the website. Go check out Matt's stuff, and we'll see you soon.
Great, and hey, I want to hang out with you guys, and I want to Skype. I'm going to hang out from my bar, and I'd love to talk comics and drink.
And if we're all
drink.
Skyping
it
together, then we technically won't be drinking alone.
Well, yeah.
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 The power of the internet.
Yeah.
Don't drink alone, my friends. Don't drink alone.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Cool. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Cool. All right.
All right. So that was our interview with Matt. Great guy, as you guys can hear. Make sure you check him out on our Artist Alley. Up next, we have the first of our drunken interviews, which was done late at night on, I think it was Saturday. Fantastic guy, Yannick Paquette. A lot of people are already familiar with his art, but we're going to let him kind of fill you guys in on some of the great stuff about him. So we're going to take it off from there.
All right, guys, we are back with Drunk on Comics. I'm Derek. I got with me Tony.
Yo, people.
And we have one of the fan favorites here at Detroit Fanfare, Yannick Paquette.
Hello. And we are really drunk.
Yeah, and we are. I have no idea what hour it is. This is the after party this point.
Oh, it's almost 2.
Nice.
See?
Perfect.
So this is legitimate drunk.
It is.
All right.
Legitimate drunk on comics. So, Yannick, for people that don't know you, I mean, you're a pretty well-known name in the industry, but for people that don't know you, tell us what you're doing right now, where they may know you from before.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm doing Swamp Thing for the new 52 at DC. So it's the new version of Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Which is heavily associated with the Alan Moore version of it. So it's new, but not totally new. We're not totally discarding the past or something. But last year I was doing Batman, which is much well known than Swamp Thing, I guess. And I did back at Marvel. I did a bunch of X-Men stuff, some Gen 13, I've been around. I've been, some Superman.
Now you and I talked earlier, and one of the things that you're happiest about doing for Swamp Thing right now is the fact that you're doing a lot of, fauna and flora, stuff that you've never really done before or maybe haven't had the time to spend as much on.
Yeah, in 17 years of drawing comics, it's very rare that you just spend time drawing frogs, like an entire day of vegetation and flowers. You can do your career of doing Spider-Man and never having to draw a flower ever. And Swamp Thing just give me this opportunity of exploring these things during nature stuff. And I love nature. When I was a kid, I was collecting bugs, and I was spending my entire summer into the forest doing like weird Indiana Jones adventure. And so this passion for just fauna, flowers, plants in general, I can now tap into that thing and Swamp Thing. Great stuff.
Yeah, now this is a total side note, but this is what's going to happen when we're drunk.
Yeah.
French is your first language.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Montreal.
Okay.
So yeah, usually I spend my entire month only speaking French. So my kid only speaks French, and I speak French all the time with my colleague at the studio. I have a studio in Montreal, and so when my editor call, it takes 5 to 7 minutes for me to become sort of bilingual, and it's pretty funny. I mean, that period of time, it's awkward, and I say stuff that makes no sense. But as I'm drunk now, I may revert at any moment to this babbling fool.
But you know, the great thing is, we're just gonna like go, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, whatever. What you say made perfect sense. Yeah. Well, so.
Here's a question just for you, because you're bilingual, yep, and everything. Are comics different in different countries or different languages? How does that work?
Yeah, well, it is. Culturally, I would say that in Europe, comic could be much more diverse than the American comic. Of course, the mainstream, if you go outside the mainstream, you can get love stories or police comics, or also, but they're not super popular. I mean, they don't sell that well. In Europe, you get a lot more variation in what this genre can support, what comic as an art form can support into a genre. So you get funny stuff. There is very few funny mainstream comics. All the superhero stuff is very dramatic, and it's serious shit. I mean, it's not like,
well, there's very few funny stuff here in the States, though, too. I mean, like, truly funny. I mean, there are some good.
Yeah, but that's my point. In Europe, you can have this genre, like Asterix and Obelix, which is a very classic comic.
Are there, like, so going mainstream DC or Marvel, are there comics there the same that are put out in America and just translated into different languages, or is it different storylines?
No, you can, I mean, you can get Marvel and DC material translated into French and Spanish, and when I did an issue of Uncanny X-Men, which I don't remember the number, but Mike Fraction did it, so it's not that far in the far past.
I'll probably find it, because I probably had to sign it earlier today.
Somewhere. And but I've been collecting all the other version of it, and I got a Russian version, which it's not even written X-Men. It's like, knock it. I mean, it's the, you know, it's not the same letters, because it's the Russian alphabet. And I couldn't even find my own name in the credit, although I kind of suspect where I could be. you should mention that you're this guy's an Iron Man. And,
yeah.
And you are Wolverine with fork spoon.
Yeah,
and
we're dressed up for the costume contest. Tony is wearing Iron Man with an actual iron with lights behind it. I'm Wolverine with silverware and cutlery for claws.
I think at that moment you could add that you actually win first prize.
Oh yeah, I won Tony. First prize. So
Tony actually won first prize for like best cosplay outfit, which is amazing.
Yeah, beating the shit out of guys that spend hours and building
and probably hundreds and thousands. We literally spent like singles of dollars.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. This is, you know, a good comeback of money for your investment.
Let me ask you. I mean, like, you know, this is my first time seeing you at a convention. What do you think about the whole convention circuit? I mean, like, what do you like about it? I mean, like...
Well, to me, because working in comic, especially in Montreal, the community that works for Marvel and DC is very small. It's me and maybe two guys.
Okay.
So, these convention is always, for me at least, the occasion of reaching my colleague and having fun and just bonding with people that does the same job, knows the same people, have the same problem in some occasion. So, and I made very dear friends through convention. So this is my somehow work social life.
All right.
How pissed are the people in Montreal that Alpha Flight got canceled?
I don't know. I think they don't. Seriously, I don't think Canadian like oh, we need our team. They don't give a shit about
Puck
that.
Is coming back in the new Uncanny X-Force, so there's going to be a Canadian on the team.
And Wolverine's the best Canadian ever.
Yeah, so. I guess so. So yeah, well, if you talk to a real Canadian, they'll promote Captain Canuck, which is a creation Not from Marvel, DC, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like a dude in a dress and a flag. A bit like the guy from Alpha Flight, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't think of his name now. I know who you're talking about.
It's got to be Captain something. No. It's not Captain something. It's not called Captain. Anyway. Is that your phone?
That was his phone.
An entire phone case.
Well, yeah, my phone broke.
Yannick, one of the great things is that normally Tony's phone just all of a sudden starts ringing during
and
our
now
podcast.
It just broke like now this broke. For no reason. Wow. All right.
So here's a nerd question for you.
All right.
And we're going to give you two. So you can pick from either one, but all you got to answer both. Like, pick which one you want to start first. If you can combine any two superpowers,
oh God,
what would it be? That's one question. And the second,
would you kill if you could kill any superhero?
Any superhero, but kill them forever. Not like comic book kill where they come back. Like, not Jean Grey, she comes back 5 times. Not Cable, comes back 57 times. Kill.
Kill.
For good.
Kill.
Who would you kill? Or who would you combine together? I know it's a tough question.
It's a tough one because, all right, first of all, I don't read that much comic. So I'm not a nerds expert to these things.
We're the nerds.
You guys are the nerds. So, but yeah, me, I will read some of the specific stuff. And it's not totally true. When I was younger, I used to read a lot. I'd read all my X-Men, like everybody, all the John Byrne era and stuff. So I'm not totally ignorant of what I'm doing. But the recent stuff, I'm not.
So from back in the day.
But anyway,
kill somebody. Come on.
I'm gonna kill. I guess I'm gonna choose somebody that I just ate, right?
That thing,
it's unuseful.
And you want them done forever? Or better yet, kill somebody you don't ever want to draw again. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good thing. I would kill Spawn.
Oh, wow.
Is he already dead or something?
Is he already dead? Yes.
Yeah.
Re-kill him.
Re-kill
him for good. That's amazing. That's an answer we have not heard ever.
All right, when I was starting in this field, people loved Spawn. I mean, it was big back then.
Yeah.
And people were asking me to do, like, headshots of Spawn or Bust and, you know, sketch and convention.
Yeah.
And it's just the most, I don't know, it's a torture to do.
Well, no,
I
no,
just
no,
hate to
no,
do
no, from, you know, from a guy like me who has no professional training, I draw stick figures.
Yeah.
I love the art. Spawn, I think, for me, one of the things I like about your art is the facial expressions.
He has no face. What are you talking about? He's like,
that's what I'm saying. Do you not like Spawn because kind of the same reason like Spider-Man or Deadpool?
For that exact reason.
Yeah.
My kids are massive Spider-Man fans. And for me, drawing Spider-Man was always a problem because it got no face. It's always full of building all over the place. So.
Yeah.
And that web, it takes forever. It really is. You think you're done with your drawing. No, it's just a starting. You had to spend like half an hour on WebWorks. But I did one issue because they loved it.
Yeah.
And my problem was about, the no faces. They were like, something is missing. So I'm expressive too. And plus, in the case of Spider-Man, did you know that, the costume doesn't work. The costume doesn't work. It doesn't work. And everybody that had to draw Spider-Man knows it. It's a terrible, terrible secret. I'm going to reveal to you. Well, if you look at Spider-Man design, from the center of his face, start a few lines that create the web structure.
Okay.
These lines are going all around his head and then over his body, on chest, and in the back. Well, if you figure out the number of basic structure of line in the back and in the chest, there's a lot more of line than what's coming out of his nose area, right, on his face.
Okay.
So at some point, line have been multiplying or dividing somewhere, but you never see it.
See, now I'm going to have to go back and look at comics.
I'm going to start counting every single Spider-Man line.
Look at how John Romita does it. Yeah. John Romita will do like
senior,
a great...
John Romita Sr. or Junior?
Junior.
Okay.
It would do a great simple few line in the face to create the web.
Yes.
And then the same kind of amount of line for the chest. Conclusion, there's no line left for the back. But when you see him from the back, it's the same line that just came across the head, and just created the back.
The math just all clicked right now. And now I get what you're saying. And
so
you just created Spider-Man's new superpower. He can create his costume to make it work.
And so there's, as you draw it, eventually you end up doing a third card review where you see both the back, the shoulder, and the front, and the mask, and the and my English is failing me. The neck.
That's awesome.
That's gonna be a
cheers.
Oh yeah!
Whoa!
Beer spilled. The phone.
Beer spilled.
Oh, save the phone.
Yeah. So yeah. So but when you do this, you understand that okay, it's impossible.
This is the angle
you should not do when you draw Spider-Man. And I discovered it having to draw it and just I'm gonna do web, and to my horror, discovering that it cannot be done.
You know, this is one of the greatest things about, like, for us as fanboys, getting to sit down with a great artist where we learn, like, these weird things that we would not ever know. So, all right, before we wrap up, you're working on Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
People should check that out.
Totally.
Is there anything else that you're doing that people should look at?
Well, in the recent past, I did something with Jason Aaron, which is called Incident in the Brain, which it's a Weapon X story with Wolverine being...
Okay.
Yeah, he's trapped in a madhouse. It's a bit old, though. It's like 3 years ago, but now it's a beautiful trade.
All right.
And it's the most original script I've gotten in years.
Fantastic.
Of a Wolverine story. If not, I did Batman Inc.
Yep.
But just the beginning of it. But yeah, Swamp Thing should be probably the thing you want to read, because it's very different from the regular comic that you can expect. It's poetically beautiful. It's a love story, yet it's terribly disgusting and horrible and full of putrefaction.
And yeah, I might be a little bit biased because you did an awesome commission for me earlier today, but your art on that is gorgeous. And I'm not a DC fan. My listeners know this. But I'm going to actually have to start picking it up.
Yeah, as you should. I'm not doing every issue because I'm not a monthly guy. I can do only 6 issues a year.
Yeah.
And we've tried all we can to, you know, bend the structure around something logical with my very limited contribution. And sometimes, you know, shit happen and I can't do the book. But I'm totally dedicated to it and I'm doing all I can to do it.
Yeah.
All I could.
So, listeners, please go check out Swamp Thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to hopefully put a link up to your website if you've got one out there that we can...
Yeah, I got a DeviantArt page.
Yeah. So they can
check
it out.
Like a Facebook page. I should do like a proper website eventually.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm too lazy.
Just be like us. You know, we just do podcasts. Our website's cool. Good enough.
All right. I can live with that.
Well, Yannick, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
No problem.
We're going to continue drinking and partying.
Yeah. Totally. So let's go. Get some more beers for me to spill more of my
phone.
Yeah, because
it's all on the floor now.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.
All right.
We're out.
See ya.
And that does it for our interview special. Look forward to the next ones we got heading out in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, make sure you guys check out both Matt and Yannick on our Artist Alley. We will have links up for them. As you can tell, we had a lot of fun with those guys. So thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the regular weekly comic book review podcast. And next week, or over the next few weeks, we'll have more interviews for you as well.